Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Hunter New England Health has today confirmed the second mass vaccination hub in New South Wales will be delivering its first COVID-19 vaccines from July 19. The former Bunnings warehouse site will include waiting bays, medical areas, a pharmacy preparation area, storage and public amenities at Belmont. Up to 100 nurses and 25 pharmacists or pharmacist technicians will be working on site, plus around 200 other support staff. It's the second in New South Wales after the Homebush vaccination hub in Sydney and will be administering 20,000 vaccines a week. Local fire crews are reminding locals, even though it's cold, it doesn't mean a fire can't start. Yesterday afternoon, New South Wales Rural Fire Service crews from Edinglassie and Fire and Rescue Station 392 from Musselbrook were called to a grass fire on Denman Road. Fire crews were able to bring the blaze under control, containing it to less than a hectare in size. Fireys say that even though it's the middle of winter, the fire burnt well through dry grassland. It's a reminder too to contact your local fire authority for advice before you do any sort of pile burn at home. From Monday, the Service New South Wales QR code check-in is mandatory at all businesses and workplaces. All retail businesses and supermarkets, individual shops within shopping centres at entry points, gyms, offices including all call centres, manufacturing, warehousing, universities, TAFE and schools including teachers and visitors must display the code and ensure everyone checks in. Hospitality businesses will now need to extend the use of the Service New South Wales COVID-safe check-in to all customers, including takeaway orders. Businesses that fail to comply with the new health order requirements may be subject to fines and, in case of flagrant breaches, temporary closure orders. It's not possible for a person to check in using their device. An occupier must have an alternate sign-in method at their premises. And where do you see Singleton in 10 years' time? Well, that's what Singleton Council want to know from you, as they already begin planning to meet the future needs of the community with a review of its 10-year community strategic plan. Residents, businesses, organisations and community groups are encouraged to share their thoughts through workshops, drop-in events and other activities. For more information, head to Singleton Council's website and Facebook page. Plenty of action this weekend in the 10th round of Bengalla Hunter Valley Group 21 Rugby League. In reserve grade, Greater Brankston are up against Mary War at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Also action in Murrumbidgee from 12:50 with the under-18s Tiger Cup with Scone against Gunnedah. Ladies League, Murrumbidgee going up against Aberdeen, and the reserve grade home side in Aberdeen are also playing tomorrow afternoon from 3 p.m. On Sunday, Denman are at home to Scone in Ladies League, reserve and first grade from 11:30, and it's a big day at Tech Park with Singleton celebrating the Indigenous round with games getting underway from 10:20 a.m. First grade Singleton and Musselbrook will play in Singleton at 2 p.m. as well. That's your latest local sport. I'm Jessica Rouse.